Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Terps have landed in San Francisco. They take on Florida this Thursday at 7:30. Pregame coverage at 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan and the Maryland Sports Radio Network. Johnny Holiday, Walt Williams, and our next guest, Chris Nockey, will be on the call. Chris joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Chris, thank you as always for your time. Hope you get a lot of bread bowls while you're out there. But I do need to start here before we get to the game and everything. Was there ever an explanation as to why, when they seem to review everything in college basketball, there was never a review on Jordan Geronimo getting hit, elbowed in the face yesterday?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, and I completely missed it. It was down the other end from... They didn't give us a monitor, but I tell you, my phone lit up with people texting me like, Jesus, you know, yeah, he should be kicked out of this game. And I asked one of the Maryland assistant coaches who controls the tablet behind the bench...
That's Chris, you there?
Hello?
I think we lost him. Let's try him back.
Might have been in an elevator?
Yeah. Beltway Ben, try him back if we can. That's a cliffhanger.
We're about to find out why they didn't maybe make more of a fuss about trying to get it reviewed.
Tune in next time and you'll find out.
I mean, Geronimo's such a tough kid, right? We've seen him lose teeth
the Rutgers
and
game.
Go through like not even flinch. But if he sells it a little, like that's going to knock some people out. He was unfazed, almost crazily, by it. Like, he absorbed it in such a way that it was the opposite of embellishing it.
So we have Chris Nockey back. Chris, you were saying you talked to the guy, the assistant who controls the tablet.
Yeah, and he just said that by the time he got the review, play had moved on. And, you know, there wasn't a situation where they could say, geez, you have to go back and look at this. Now, I'm a little surprised they didn't look at it at halftime. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the rules are on how retroactive you can be on something like that, but I didn't actually see the whole thing until this morning, and it's egregious, you know, what happened and the fact that it was missed.
Chris, take us through being on the call in that final minute. Julian Reese getting that big offensive rebound, hitting both free throws, and then Jalen Lake hits what people thought maybe was the dagger. Here we go again. And then that final play, Derek Queen. That's an iconic play that we're going to see every single year.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of thing lives on and on, and it's in a part of every reel that's ever produced about March Madness, which is really cool. And cool for Derek. I mean, while we missed the Geronimo call because it was down on the other end, most of the plays you're talking about happened right in front of us. Julian working for the rebound, Julian burying the free throws, and, of course, the game winner. And you know, I mean, it was sort of part of a just an incredible second half. When you think about all the peaks and valleys, all the runs, and, you know, it was just the ebb and flow was absurd during the entire 20 minutes of the second half.
Maybe I'm crazy here, Coach, but there were a couple instances in that game where the fouls looked odd to me. They looked unnatural. There was the Clifford elbow. There was the elbow that Clifford delivered to Queen, where Queen got called for a foul, and I don't even think he even touched him. Rodney Rice, I was worried about his Achilles. Somebody dove at his ankles while he was shooting. There were a couple fouls that were late. It seemed chippy and a little weird to me. Am I off? I'm often off, so I could be totally off. True.
I mean, I think Colorado State came in with a little attitude, and I'm not hating on them for that. I think that Nico Medved told his guys, you know, we couldn't beat these guys in 4 out of 7. All we have to do is beat them once. And this is a game that will, you know, that will endear that team. If they were able to get the W, that endears that group to Colorado State fans forever. You know, I mean, that's a program maker. And so I just think he had them all wound up. I thought he got Colorado State had great play off their bench. The one little guy come off the bench, little point guard who was a serious fly in the ointment. And I just think that if you're in their position, I think that's you can't condone anything you think is cheap, but I think you have to play with that kind of attitude if you're gonna you're gonna win a game like that.
You brought up the little guy, so that was going to be my other question, so I'll ask it now. The guards, like, shooting, you know what I mean, is going to ebb and flow, and this team has had some slow starts. I think now that they're no longer going to be the favorite and they've reached the Sweet 16, maybe they'll exhale a little there. The backcourt defense is what I couldn't figure out. What did you see? Is this an anomaly or anything that we should be concerned about?
Well, I mean, Colorado State runs stuff completely different from what we've seen. You know, we've seen a lot of individual ISO type stuff, high pick and roll. What they do is they spread the floor. They move it really fast side to side. Very good passing team. And because they have the guards who can shoot the ball so well out front, they have a naturally positive spacing, to their offense. And so I just think it was a very unique cover there. Again, Terps had one day to prepare for that.
Right.
And that's hard to do in the tournament. And fortunately, you survive and fellas are still dancing.
We're talking with Chris Nock. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Chris, I know we like to wax poetic about things, but Derek Queen, his 1 year at Maryland, the only comp I have is Steve Francis, but he wasn't a freshman because he was a JUCO transfer. But like, we're expecting him to go pro after this year, but I think it's been an unforgettable season for him.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Him.
For all of us. The last 6 weeks have been spectacular. And yeah, I mentioned this on the air after Johnny's call. You think about what it takes for a 20-year-old, 250-pound guy moving left, shooting right, completely covered, and kissing it off the backboard. I mean, the dexterity that that takes and the confidence it takes is otherworldly. You know, it's kind of freakish. And I'm just really glad he was wearing white last night. We needed every bit out of him.
Chris, I want to get back to the defense, where it wasn't pretty for a lot of this game, but it seemed like they locked in down the stretch. They gave up just 9 points in the final 8 minutes. You can think of the Seldon Miguel and the Derek Queen blocks that turned into buckets on the other end. What did you see with this defense down the stretch?
Well, Tim, I thought they played with a lot more urgency, period, in the second half. It was a flat first half. I, more than the defense, I mean, I think one of the things that you have to iron out before you play Florida is what you're doing on the backboards. Because you think back two of the last three games, they have not had good efforts on the boards. So that's going to have to be better if you expect to win on Thursday night. Certainly the rebounding is a part of defense. There were just way too many second shots for Colorado State yesterday afternoon. So I just think, again, urgency is sort of the bottom line. They didn't have it at all in the first half. They finally got it in the second half. I thought you saw it for pretty much the entire second half. I just think that they took it to another level there in the last 7 or 8 minutes. And, honestly, yeah, it's a game you can't lose. I mean, how many opportunities do you have as a 4 seed to be playing a 12 seed for a berth in the Sweet 16? And no disrespect to Colorado State. When those opportunities present itself, you got to seize them.
Rodney Rice on the ball more than we're used to. What did you make of that?
Well, they were denying Gillespie the ball a little bit more than the other opponents have. And I think that's a sound strategy. Mm-hmm. I just think that if I'm coaching against Maryland, I would try to take the ball out of Gillespie's hands, deny him the ball on swings. You know, if you can get the ball out of his hand on those dribble handoffs, you do the same thing there. You force Rodney to be a playmaker. Now, he's a capable playmaker. He's just not, probably a natural point guard. And, I think it was really just really good defense by Colorado State.
Let's finish here. Obviously, it's a few days away. And have you even looked at Florida? What's this matchup look like for you, Chris?
The SEC teams have been on TV this year more than Seinfeld. It's hard to miss them. They play with great pace. They've got, really good.
Well, that's what happened at the end of the first time. Chris Nockey, he'll be on the call with Johnny Holiday and Walt Williams as the Terps take on Florida Thursday, 7:30. Tip, pregame coverage, 6:30 here on 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.